This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Hardcore military.
Good morning.
Vietnam was going to be very different from the United States of America. Except for all the beer cans and the barbecue, it was.
Matai! Get the fuck out of the hall! Move!
Yeah. Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny.
You keep lying.
Me love you long time.
What's up there, Bay Maniacs? This is Bay Podcast, episode 51. I'm Liam. I'm running solo today, so let's get right into it. Now, if you're going to listen to part of this podcast, I advise you to listen to just this part because this is regarding big news for Dragon's Back. As you guys know, we booked the venue in Gettysburg last month. This month, we just added another site to the Dragon's Back event, meaning that we will have multiple sites for the Dragon's Back. So what does that mean? Okay, so yesterday, a few of the Bay guys, they went down to Gettysburg, took the trek down there. We met up with the World War II Experience Museum in Gettysburg. It's on the other side of town. And we will be having the GI base on those grounds. And have the pavin at the AO at Spiros's. So we'll have the GIs being transported into landing zones all around the field that we were using last year. There's a lot of added logistics, but I think it addresses a lot of the concerns and complaints that some guys had with the highway noise, the chiggers. Removing the base from that property increases the size. I think we were roughly measuring it to be about 25 acres are now available to that field with the base not being there. And then the other thing, the big one, I think, which is going to be really awesome, is that the GIs are going to be way more isolated. There's going to be a lot more rucking now because there's no just running back to base. So the guys that come late or want to tap out, it's not going to be so easy. It's not going to be easy this year. You're pretty much about 6 miles away from getting out and back to base, which is going to be really awesome. So we'll have more details on that. I think in the next podcast we'll discuss it more in depth with the team. Since I'm running solo, I don't want to talk too much about it. This is really more for informational than opinionated, and I'll let the other guys come on and we'll discuss. But I'm really excited. I'm really happy with the decision of us going with it. We same, you know, the plan's the same, everything's the same. It's just that we will have now getting, you know, you're getting trucked in and dropped off. We'll have designated LZs, pickup zones. It's really going to be really cool. I really like that it's changing up an AO that we used last year and we're adding more to it. I think this is really good news for us. I'm excited. I'm excited, and I hope you guys are too. With that said, please register so we know what to expect. The signups are pretty good, but obviously they could be better at this point with knowing who's going and who's not. But yeah, guys, it's on the website. The price is, I think, $140 at this point. So please get registered. Okay, that's really it. 3 minutes. I'm going to be quick on this one, guys. Okay, so the last, earlier this month, it was our first event of the year, the Pathfinder event at Preston, Connecticut. It was March 4th, 2023. Quick review on it. The venue was cool. The parking was an issue. It's going to be a concern of ours. So future events, we're going to have to control that a little better. That's the biggest improve we had. The sustains, there wasn't much because I wasn't planning on keeping anything I did there. I just was doing a lot of experiments and seeing how it went. The event went well. I think I'll do a few things differently. And now that I know what the field looks like and it's being used, we'll do some more events there. We have a Mike Force event there, and then we actually have a big modern event that I'll talk about at the end of this podcast in June. So yeah, the Preston site was cool. The parking was an issue, but we can work around it. We'll figure it out. But yeah, it's cool that we have somewhere else to use that's pretty local to us. It's only like, I mean, for me, it's like an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's close to Joe, and it's a good area for like our audience. A lot of GZA guys go to that and stuff like that. So yeah, stand by for announcements regarding events at the Preston site. Okay. Our next event happening is Operation Broken Skull 9, Steel Cog Extinction. That's April 15th at Ground Zero Airsoft in Connecticut. Price is $45 online. It's going to be $50 at the field. So we have a few props that we've made. I don't want to give away too much, but Mueller's been making making devices that need to be disarmed and et cetera. We're working on actually making some other things to kind of mark the closing of the Steel Cog storyline. So if you've done it at GZA or Cookies, I mean, we've been, yeah, it's just, I think we're up to 9. And I think there were actually 10 or 11 events before, you know, counting the ones that we didn't number. But, yeah, I want to say for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been doing this series, so we're going to close it out. It's a goofy series, but it still had a storyline that if you cared. But if you want to see the closeout of it, definitely check this one out and enjoy the final story with us. Still working on that story, but it'll be good. We'll give a nice ode to the Steel Cog storyline there. So yeah, it's April 15th, Ground Zero Airsoft in Connecticut. Price is $45 online. $50 at the field. We will be going a little later, so the Nods boys can get some time out in the dark. So yeah, we just need people to sign up. So again, I reiterate, so I know what to expect, and I can plan accordingly. Okay, so next event after that is May 5th at Old Bethpage Village Restoration, New York. It's field infantry training. We have a lot planned for this event. We have the band. We have a sporting event. We have obviously training. We're there. That's what we're there for primarily. Vehicle training. And in my opinion, it's one of the more fun events. It's great too. And it's so funny because we're not even shooting airsoft guns or anything like that. We do have a range. We will practice that kind of stuff. But there's no fighting. There's nothing. It's just you're there for an immersive experience and getting some knowledge from our cadre, who they're awesome, and I love it. We're gonna take some time to do some tests now that we have new logistics with the dual sites for Dragon's Back. We're gonna test radio range and kind of have things ready for us to put the base up faster. We're gonna work on tents and stuff like that. So again, the registrations are decent again, but like sign up, and if you know you're going, sign up as early as possible. We're a few weeks away, and honestly, like if you are ordering a sweatshirt, you're gonna need a week or so to get that in on time. So please just register. Obviously, if you already have a sweatshirt, you do not need to get your ticket with the sweatshirt. But if you haven't, you're a first timer, or you just want a second sweatshirt, it's only $15 more than without one. Get a second one. It's not a big deal. It's a great sweatshirt to have. It's a basic gray sports sweatshirt with your name stenciled on the back. It is required for this event. So don't think you can come last minute and not have the sweatshirt. No. You need the sweatshirt. That is May 5th, Old Bethpage Village Restoration in New York, field infantry training. It's on our website. Okay. Now, a site that we've had announced, but never really, we haven't pushed yet because we were waiting on the experimental Pathfinder event. It's Soldier Royale, June 2nd to the 4th in Preston, Connecticut. Price is probably going to be around the $100 range because it's, you know, a 3-day event. I've seen $100 one-day events. So if anyone's been to Snake Beater, it's going to be along the lines of that, a little more serious, less goofy, but it's the goofiness is still going to be there. It's going to be in some aspects of the event. But we're doing something a little different this time. We are opening it up to smaller factions. What does that mean? Okay, so instead of a faction of 50 on 50, you can submit your team or your airsoft friends and be your own little mini faction as well. The minimum is going to be 6 people. Once you're below 6 people, you will have to fall into one of the larger factions. But it's following the Snake Beater rule set, so it's basically you're submitting yourself as a squad to be a faction. The factions are going to be pre-named. You're going to have predetermined uniform standards that need to be followed, because now it's even more important with all the different little groups going on. There'll be like a safe area. If you guys remember how Glizzleton was, it was like a no fire zone, and the Crystal Cats in the UN were policing it. We'll have something similar to that, but I'm really excited for that event. I really have unfinished business with Snake Beater getting canceled last year, and I got a lot of missions and a lot of work done. The guys who played the Freedom Alliance of Panzibar, the FAP, they had a lot of stuff planned. They were buying stuff to look the part. So we have to do an event like this. We have to get it out. There's too much work behind it that is a shame that it got canceled. So we will be. I'm going to be putting those tickets live sometime next week, with explaining all the different factions and what that entails. And they're going to be limited tickets. And if anyone knows how Pathfinder sold out twice, and it was limited to 40 people. I think we're going to limit this to maybe 50, 60 players, and then another 20 role players. And I think that's it. I don't want to do too much more, because it's going to get a little, it might get a little cramped. But the Rango LLC will be back, and Mantis will be back. They'll be the larger factions, and there'll be smaller factions like the Stardust Commando team, which were supposed to be the faction for the Snake Beater Redux. That's a reserve team for the guys who signed up for that event. We have smaller groups too, and we got a lot of role players involved in this. So yeah, stand by for tickets going live next week. Remember, they will be very limited, and it's first come, first serve. So if you have a team that wants to play, and all you guys are lollygagging on it, you're gonna miss out. And I haven't truly figured out how to have the team sign up. I may just have it like, if you're going as a team, make sure you sign up with all those tickets, get those tickets as soon as possible. I think that's the fairest way to do it. So like, if you have 7 guys that want to be some faction together, and there's only 10 tickets available, you better get those tickets and before another team does. It's not going to be like how, you know, we're usually pretty nice guys, and it's at our fault because some aspects of the event get a little messed up. If you snooze, you lose. I'm sorry. Like, just sign up for all these events. Just sign up. I don't know why I have to nag people to do something they like to do, but now I'm beating a dead horse, and I think that's it for this podcast. A nice quick one with 13 minutes, 15 minutes, under 15 minutes. But yeah, I'm really excited about the Dragon's Back with the multiple events. I was talking to Jim, and I'm like, is there any other event that does it like this? And he's like, I don't know, man. And think about it, Jim's been doing this for a long time. And he said there was one event, but it was a Civil War event, or Jacobite, something, you know, like colonial times, and they used buses, so it wasn't even that immersive. Like, think about it, we're getting trucked around in era correct vehicles to landing zones that we're predetermining, like when the officers and the leadership of the operations are planning. So it's going to be really cool, and I'm really excited. Like I saw it, if you guys know me, you know how like I I'm kind of like the thinker, and I'm planning things out in my head. And I saw this yesterday, and I was like, yeah, the possibilities are going to be endless here, and this is really like exciting for me. So I hope you guys are too after hearing this. And like I said earlier, we will talk about this more on the April podcast. I'll get a few more of the fellas to come down and we'll discuss it. All right, guys. Yeah, I'm Liam from Broken Hour Events. Have a great day, and I'll see you guys in the bush soon. It's getting warm out there.